Who owns the beach? It's a perennial debate. In Spain, the coastline belongs to everyone. At least that's what the law says. But hotels and high-rises have sprouted up on many Spanish beaches. The government's been trying to take back the beaches in recent years. It's been demolishing illegal structures, including houses. And that has a lot of foreign homeowners worried, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports.
On a hot night outside Alicante, Spain, bulldozers tear down a small restaurant that's literally on the beach. This structure, like many up and down Spain's coast, was built too close to the water. Since Roman times, these beaches have been in the public domain. But José Fernández Pérez, with Spain's Environment Ministry, says people have built on them anyway, especially in the mid-20th century, when Spain was isolated under the dictatorship of General Francisco Franco.
No había apenas legislación ambiental. Conocíamos menos cómo funcionan los.
He says back then there was no environmental legislation, and we didn't know much about protecting coasts and coastal ecosystems. The government was looking for a way to get out of poverty via tourism. The intentions were good, he says, but the coastline paid the price. In 1988, Spain passed a tough coastal protection law to curb the unbridled Franco-era development. Among other things, the law expanded the protected zone another 300 feet from the water. But the law was largely ignored until the socialists came to power in 2004. Now the government is telling thousands of owners of homes within that 300-foot strip that their houses violate the law. Fernandez says the government will either tear them down, buy them, or let residents stay on for 60 years. After that, the houses belong to Spain.
What sort of compensation is that? It's just absolutely stupid to suggest that giving you permission to live in your own house is some sort of compensation for pinching your property. It's just scandalous.
That's 59-year-old Clifford Carter from England. He's one of millions of foreigners who've moved to Spain to retire. Now some 20,000 expats along Spain's coast are banding together to try to fight the coastal crackdown. Lennox Napier is a Briton living down the coast in Almería. He says corruption in Spain runs so deep in some areas that even with all your papers seemingly in order, you can still lose your home.
You as a foreigner just don't know if you have all the right paperwork. And even if you think you have, even if your lawyer says that you have, even if your town hall says that you have, it might suddenly turn out that the Junta de Andalucía or some other regional or national body decides that you don't. And they can come along, as we've seen here, and knock your house down.
Spain's housing market has been hit by several big scandals in the past couple of years. Dozens of government officials are currently on trial in southern Spain for issuing illegal building permits in exchange for bribes. Napier says between those scams and the government's get-tough coastal crackdown, foreign buyers are starting to stay away. Builders along the Costa del Sol say sales to foreigners are off by 50% this year. They blame the scandals. But it isn't just homeowners in trouble. Hotel chains, multinationals that invested in yacht harbors, and parking lot owners are all feeling the heat of the government crackdown. And environmentalists say it's about time. Ana Maria Martinez of Greenpeace says she's pleased the law finally has some teeth to it, but she says it's still not being applied evenly across the board. Standing on a highway overpass near the beach in Barcelona, Martinez points to several public works projects she says violate the coastal protection law. There's an outdoor concert hall, three recreational ports, and under construction, right at the waterline, a zoo.
The law clearly says, in the coastal line, only those infrastructures which by nature have to be built in the coastal line should be built there. For example, a harbor. In our understanding, there is no way you can say that a zoo needs to be built in the coast.
Martinez says if Spanish authorities really want to save the coast, multi-million-dollar pet projects will have to go too. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.